The Winter Olympics get underway tomorrow in Salt Lake City with what may be the heaviest security ever for a sporting event. Soldiers, federal agents, and police officers outnumber athletes in Salt Lake by 4-1. Olympic security officials say there's no direct evidence that terrorists are targeting the Games, but the Olympics are the biggest international gathering since September 11th. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
High above downtown Salt Lake City in a snowy foothill neighborhood, parents arrive at Beacon Heights Elementary School to pick up their kids. Out in the schoolyard, a careful eye can discern a few Olympic venues in the valley below. The Athletes' Village and Olympic Stadium are just up the street. Some of the kids here will perform in Olympic ceremonies at the stadium, and the entire sixth grade will attend the very first Olympic competition at the ski jumps. Most here are excited about the Games, but some are worried.
The Games just seem like the perfect target for terrorist activity. They could really make a big impact in one location with so many international people being here, and they could really embarrass the United States.
Lori Donnelly has fourth and fifth graders at Beacon Heights who reacted to the September 11th attacks by insisting the family leave town for the Olympics.
Well, they talked about how close we are to the university. We live less than 10 minutes away, and that the opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies will be there. And they specifically asked if a bomb went off in the stadium at the opening ceremonies, would that affect our home? It's hard to answer questions like that.
Questions like that have prompted extraordinary preparations for the worst. Weapons of mass destruction response teams in case of chemical, biological, or nuclear attack. A system for tracking symptoms of anthrax and smallpox. Devices sampling the air for chemical and biological agents. Hospitals with stockpiled antidotes. Disaster teams standing by. And community groups and churches pitching in practical and chilling ways.
Some of the churches will be used as triage centers just in case the need arises.
The Reverend Tom Goldsmith's First Unitarian Church is a few blocks from Olympic Stadium. He's established an emergency phone tree for his flock.
If some kind of emergency situation arises, we're able to somehow be in touch with each other and hopefully be, unless it's an absolutely catastrophic situation, hopefully be able to figure things out. Because, quite frankly, we don't know what's coming.
Here's what's already here. Huey Black Hawk helicopters and F-16s patrolling restricted airspace almost as big as Delaware. A no-fly zone enforced with deadly force during opening and closing ceremonies. Special security screening and transponder numbers for cargo and private planes destined for Salt Lake City. And on the ground, park rangers on foot and Secret Service agents on four-wheelers patrolling the backcountry.
The magnitude of the conduct of this enterprise is almost impossible to understand without being here.
Attorney General John Ashcroft was the last in a string of senior federal officials to inspect the Olympic security operation.
We want to devote every resource possible. We want to leave no stone unturned to underscore the importance of this being a secure and safe arena in which people all over the world come to America and reach the maximum of their potential.
The most visible security so far is in downtown Salt Lake City, where soldiers in olive drab holding M16s are posted at corners and between parallel rows of 8-foot-high chain-link fence. They surround the headquarters hotel for the Games, the main media center, and the Olympic Medals Plaza, where thousands are already working and gathering. Everyone and everything, including cars, buses, and trucks, are searched for weapons and explosives before entering. Ken Bullock sits on the Salt Lake Olympic Organizing Committee and worries about this militaristic atmosphere.
It can't help but have, I think, a diminishing effect on the Olympic festival atmosphere if everywhere you turn, there's a sense of security and what could go wrong.
Olympic officials say the severity of the security is tempered by the friendliness of the security force and the harsh reality that it's necessary. Salt Lake Olympic Chief Mitt Romney predicts spectators will welcome the show of force.
There are going to be two possible stories about the Games. Are the Games safe? And there'll be a lot of people who are saying, gosh, are the Games safe enough? Is there enough security? Or is there too much security? And you can't have them both. And our balance has been very much on the side of provide the security necessary to secure the athletes, the spectators, and the community.
Here's one measure of that balance. 15,000 soldiers, federal agents, state and local police, and private security staff, costing more than $300 million. It's the largest display of American military force on the planet, says Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
It's interesting to note that the largest theater for the United States is not Afghanistan today. It is, in fact, Salt Lake City and the environs where we have people there for the Olympics. We literally have more people in the area around Salt Lake City for the Olympics than we do in Afghanistan.
Still, some athletes are worried. At least one is avoiding the opening ceremony, fearing it's a likely target. But American downhill skier Peekaboo Street finds the atmosphere reassuring.
I think everything is in lockdown and secure, and the more F-16s I see flying around in the sky, the safer I'm going to feel. So I really feel good about it, you know. But as an athlete, it's not my job to pay attention to those details. I'm going to focus in on what I can control, not what I can't.
Last month, Olympic security planners trotted out a bomb-sniffing dog and a car fitted with an explosive.
So he indicated right in here, and he also confirmed down in here, and that's where the find is. Good dog. Good boy! Good dog!
Some security experts consider demonstrations like this an invitation to attack, along with the oft-repeated boast that Salt Lake City is now the safest place in America. But even Lori Donnelly, the worried Beacon Heights mom, is reassured. She canceled the family's escape to relatives in Ohio and will instead take her kids to Olympic events she considers low profile and safe.
There's some trepidation still there, but you don't want to run scared and let these people control your lives and keep you from doing something for your kids that they'll remember forever.
The games and the worrying begin in earnest tomorrow. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.